Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I just want to file a claim, is all.
Okay. Yes, sir. You was calling to
file
a new claim?
I got it online and it was telling me to call this number.
Yes, sir. You was calling to file a new claim. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
Yes, ma'am. It is 256-65-3351.
That's going to be 256-65-3351. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your month's main name, please?
My name is Sven Wayne Walter Stovall. Date of birth is August 12th, 1985. And what was the last question?
Your mother's maiden name.
Maiden name? Chris, man.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
I would say over a year ago. I know that.
Okay, you say that been about a year ago. Is that correct?
At least.
Yes, sir. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
GED.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your state ID number?
Yeah, one second. It's I-587-537.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Benefits card.
Did you want that going to your, I'm sorry. Now, if you receive the benefits card, it's going to take no more than 5 to 7 days for it to be shipped out to you.
That's fine.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
14088 Fay, F-A-Y-E, Lane, L-A-N-E.
Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
35475, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir,
Northport, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Did you want me to change your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, and what is that mailing address? I do apologize about that.
14088. Faylane. F-A-Y-E-L-A-N-E. Northport, Alabama. 35475.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. That's going to be 14088 Faylane. Is that Avenue Road?
It's just Faylane. F-A, like I said, F-A-Y-E Lane, L-A-N-E.
Okay,
that's
thank
just
you.
It's somewhat of a private road, I guess you'd say.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And that's going to be in Northport, Alabama, 35475. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
1-334-730-8127.
Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
Yes, ma'am, because I didn't have the previous number. So.
And what is that number? I do apologize about that.
It's 334-730-8127.
That's 334-730-8127. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
That'll be Sven, S-V-E-N, Stovall, S-T-O-V-A-L-L, 29@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be Sven Stovall 29@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Your mailing address is 14088 Fay Lane, Northport, Alabama, 35475. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the foreign street addresses in Clinton have you ever lived at or been associated with? It's a 146 Peachtree Lane. It's a 219 Willis Circle. It's a 24 Park Drive South. It's a 855 Caver Drive. Or it's a none of the above. Or I'm not familiar with that property.
The Willis Circle.
Okay, thank you. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Gaston? Is it Dothan? Is it Marbury? Is it Enterprise? Or is it none of the above?
Enterprise and Marbury are both, I'm associated with both of them. I've lived in both locations.
Okay, did you want me to put Enterprise down for you?
Do Marbury, because I had a longer stay there than I did Enterprise.
Yes, sir. Thank you. From whom did you purchase the property at? 247 Montana Drive. It's a First Union Home Equity Bank. It's a Northwest Bank of Colorado. Is it the South Federal Partnership? Is it United Bank of Denver, NATR? Or had never been associated with this property?
What was the second one?
Northwest Bank of Colorado.
Gee, I don't think so. I didn't know. I don't believe that from either one of those.
Okay, is it going
to be? I think most of it was under the table. No, it might have been the second one. I want to say because I did work for Edith Gardens that way, so I don't know.
Is that going to be the one?
I'll go with Colorado just for safekeeping.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's a 4530 County Road 24. It's a 51 Ash Drive. It's a 613. Okay, you said 51 Ash Drive.
No, the 4530, the first one.
Yes, sir.
County
Thank
Road,
you.
County Road 24.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What month was Monica Stovall born in? Was it April? Was it June? Was it September? Was it December? Or is it none of the above? December?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day you worked?
Last day I worked? You said state or day?
When was the last day that you had work?
I got you on speaker. One second. I may be able to pull that up. I just have to.
Okay.
I'm only going to have to put my... Yeah, I hope it'll work, but let me see it. Yeah, but you know the app. That's crappy on certain days. Oops, put it in. Hold on. Nothing still yet. It's freaking getting crappy.
I want to say.
Yeah, there we go. Hold on. That's the last. That's. Here we go. The last day I worked was. May 12th, 2022.
And that's gonna be on May 12th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
What is the lowest hour of the wage you will sell?
$11.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description?
Cook.
Okay, you say cook, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your job description? Were you preparing season and cook soups, the meats, the vegetables, desserts, or other food stuff in restaurants?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the name of your employer?
Mid-South Waffles.
It's called Mid-South Waffles Incorporation.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employer phone number?
205-330-0992.
That's 205-330-0992. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
August 12th, 2021.
When was the last day that you worked?
May 12th, 2022.
Was it May 12th?
Yes, ma'am.
What city and state did what was performed in?
Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Northport.
Okay, thank you. Have you received any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
I have no idea. They sort of just, like, from what I know, they have a policy that they can let you go without any notification for no reason, I guess. And I didn't leave them under any circumstances. All I was working. They were working me like I was supposed to, and then next thing I know, they're just, like, 2 days a week, and then just out of nowhere, I'm being shut off. Like, I'm not even being, like, I'm being shown that I'm still kind of, like, in their system in a way, but I don't have a schedule. It don't pop up a schedule, so they're not employing me.
Have you been discharged, or was it because of lack of work?
Lack of work?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the wind.
No worries.
All right, go ahead.
Your temporary PIN number is 5185.
All righty.
The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/postnet and update your online resume. Failed to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
What was the last 4 digits for the 334 number?
That's going to be 4094.
All right. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.